And he said this brilliant statement. He stopped me. I hadn't finished with all the strikes I knew. And he said, at the Shaolin Temple, we say, I am not afraid of the 10,000 strikes you know that you practiced only once. I am deathly afraid of the one strike you know that you've practiced 10,000 times. Think about that. I am not afraid of the 10,000 strikes you know you've practiced once. I am deathly afraid of the one strike you know that you've practiced 10,000 times. Key principle. Key principle. Master the basics. This is a key principle. And by definition, master the basics is focus on the fundamentals. And there's not a lot of fundamentals. There's not a lot of fundamentals. This is a secret. The secret is that most people think there are all these secrets. Therefore, they can't be successful because they don't know all of the secrets. The biggest secret of the societies is that there's only a few basic concepts. But the key is mastering them to a level that nobody could imagine. Just like a punch. A simple punch is a simple punch. The reason the Shaolin monk could stop a foot and a half before the candle flame and blow the candle flame out was he learned how to throw a punch and actually throw his what's called chi energy through his body, through the fist, and the chi energy would actually leave the physical body and go out into the flame, causing the flame to go out. Now, when he would hit you, if he was going to hit somebody, with that same punch, it would virtually throw you across the room. Because he focused on something as simple as a simple punch, but learned how to make it much more than a punch. That's why he said, it's not a punch, it's a punch. There's a big difference. Some of you are just thinking, who do you listen to? All right, I got that. Teachability Index, I got it. Training Balance Scale, I know that, understood, next. Four basic steps, I got it. Now I'll get to the real stuff. Well, first off, if you've got that attitude, guess what? Your teachability index is zero. You haven't got it yet. You understand? You've got to keep saying, teach me more about who do I listen to? Teach me more about the teachability index. Teach me more about the training balance scale. Teach me more. And someone said, I was at one of our private meetings. There was a few of us at one of our members' homes in Barbados. It was, you know, like you're in the setting here. It was similar. It was about a $35 million house, this magnificent structure. And we flew in there on the private planes. And we were there. And, you know, I've been very fortunate because every time I'm with my teachers, and the reason I'm telling you this is because you should feel the same way. I'm trying to get you to understand this. Every time I'm with the teachers, I do very little talking and a lot of asking questions and a lot of listening and observing. One of my early teachers said, God gave you two ears and one mouth. Use them proportionately. Think about that. So, we were sitting there chatting about different concepts. And I said, at what point can you stop learning about the basics? At what point can you say, I think I really got the basics? And he said, I thought this was brilliant. He said, when you want to learn just a little more, and you love the idea of learning and being educated on the basics, you don't have to learn it anymore. But at that point, you can't. It's like a drug. You love learning about the basics. You love focusing on the fundamentals. You love tweaking it and integrating it just a little bit more, that you can't not learn. You can't not ask. You can't not get another example, another observation to build another neural pathway. Because what's occurring is when you start getting to unconscious competence and those neural pathways get bigger and bigger and bigger, you're actually getting a chemical rush biologically in the body from learning more about that thing. Do you understand? This is why willingness to accept change is hard. Because you've developed big neural pathways. Those neural pathways for the habits that you've developed are making you crave to continue that habit because you're feeding that neural pathway. And when you stop doing that habit, you're not feeding that neural pathway, it's craving for more. And you're just starting a brand new neural pathway, and you have a big old neural pathway craving for attention and craving for you to do that thing and focus on that and do that old habit, that old pattern. And here you are establishing a new neural pathway, which is very small. It doesn't have that cravingness yet. That's why it's hard to have a willingness to accept change.